Quiet Mind, Day 20. No one is special. Enlightenment isn't personal, it's presence waking up in you. Here's the strange and hilarious truth. The few people on earth who are truly enlightened, they don't act like they are. They don't glow in the dark or float when they meditate. In fact, they're so ordinary that ego-driven people often overlook them completely. They don't need to be so special, or right, or followed, or praised. Why? Because there's no one left in there to feed the illusion of specialness. The ego's gone. What's left is simplicity, peace, and presence. If you find yourself drawn to a teacher like that, it's not because they're lighting you up. It's because you've got enough light in you to recognize the light in them. Like recognizes like. The ego's favorite game is to chase bigger egos, but presence sees presence. So don't get caught in the trap of thinking your spiritual teacher is some divine exception and you're just a lowly human hoping for crumbs of wisdom. If you put them on a pedestal, you're still trapped in form. Use their presence like a mirror to see yourself more clearly. The more present you are with them, the more you realize there's no them and you, just one presence showing up through different forms. That's also why group gatherings can be powerful if they're rooted in presence. A few people sitting together in deep stillness can generate a kind of feel that helps others sink more deeply into awareness. But be warned, ego loves to sneak into groups. It will turn the most peaceful spiritual circle into a drama club unless at least one person is grounded deeply enough in presence to anchor the room. And even then, group work should be a help, not a crutch. Now, about inhabiting the body, this isn't about becoming a gym rat or running 7 days a week. It's about using your body as a gateway to being. You don't need to understand being to experience it. In fact, your mind will never understand it. Trying to mentally grasp being is like a fish trying to understand water. It is the water. You are being. So what is being? It's the felt experience of I am before you attach a name or a story to it. It's the awareness that you exist. When you stay rooted in that awareness, not the thoughts about it, but the raw sensation of it, you're free. Free from the illusion that you're only your body or your story. Free from the fear that your fragile little self is all there is. Free from sin, if that word doesn't freak you out. Speaking of sin, if that term triggers guilt or judgment, drop it. Use unconsciousness or insanity, if those feel more honest. But don't let your discomfort with language stop you from getting the message. All words are just signs pointing to the experience itself. You can say honey all day long, but you won't know what it tastes like until you taste it. Same with God, being, presence, whatever word you prefer. If you hate the word God, that aversion might keep you from the very reality it points to. So let go of the signpost and find what it's pointing at. And yes, there is something wrong with you. But not just you, all of us, while we're stuck in the grip of the ego. It's not about personal guilt. It's about collective dysfunction. Just look at human history. Genocide, greed, war, environmental destruction. This is not the resume of a sane species. But we don't need to condemn. We need to see. See clearly. See the fear, the madness, and the violence in ourselves and in the world. That's how the healing starts. Not through judgment, but through awareness.